Right. Anybody else?
I would just like to speak generally, though, in terms of the BAI in Washington, D.C. I mean, these stations are going to have to also have some sort of technical expertise from the outside, particularly looking at the BAI situation. Someone is going to have to come in and present serious professional options. That's what I think the central office is for, to look at what assets they have and what, I mean, we're kind of throwing it on the local stations to come up with a plan, and do they really have the expertise? And I'm speaking mainly in New York, to really come up with a long-term plan without the technical expertise from a national CFO or real estate people to assess, or radio people, experts in radio, to come in and assess the assets and see what recommendations, what options they can put on the table. We're expecting our local, that expertise to come out of our local resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was part of my reaction to what the PNB came up with on Thursday night, as we discussed, so I hear you there. Okay, let me make a suggestion. Let me say one thing in Brian's dissent, not dissent, but, you know, his justification for bringing this to us, because I don't think he's oblivious to the blood from a turnip argument at all. I mean, he's been with the organization for a pretty long time, and he has a pretty good idea how the money flows. What I would say is that what his concern was specifically, because I just want to kind of put this out, was that the Archives has been getting grants from the National Endowment for the Humanities and other entities. And in so doing, they're producing financial statements about sort of matching funds that they have access to that are sort of based on the budgets and the financial statements that we produce. And so his concern is the distance between the budgetary figures that were presented and what he can actually report based on the actual funds that he's receiving, which is, of course, substantially less. And that there are ways in which he's afraid that this discrepancy, if it continues to get larger and larger, will impact his ability to get funded in the future for the preservation of the archives, which is important. So I guess I just wanted to put out what his reasons and his motivations for coming to this committee were, because it's been almost a month since he talked to us, so I didn't want people to forget. He was concerned about the continuing financial viability of the archives as a fundable unit within Pacifica. In terms of the specifics, I actually agree with what's being said. Certainly payments to the archives are included in the budgets, and in the case of WBAI, we have a scenario where revenue has been less than half of projections, which throws a budget basically out the window. WPSW, not so much, I think, but again, the reality of a move requiring build-out may very much change the financial picture. And I don't think we have any idea at this point what the final moving expenses are going to be. So that makes it hard to plan. What I think we can do, I've had some thoughts about whether a reallocation for 1 year of the 17%, 2.5% split between the National Office and the Archives might be something that we can look at. It will depend on the state of the NO budget, but it seems to me that perhaps for 1 year, a 16%, 3.5% split might be something that we need to look at, and that would be done without further financial stress on the stations. The other things that we could look at is what additional lines of revenue to the archives we could produce that might have some compensatory benefit for them in the meantime. Because I agree that WBAI cannot write a check for $125,000 to the archives, and that's not why we're liquidating the Schwab account. One of the things that has come up is the scenario with KPFA doing premiums in-house and whether perhaps routing that business back through the archives would help their bottom line a bit. And I think it probably would, and we're having some conversations about that. Otherwise, the option that we can take is that we kind of leave this on the table for a 2014 budgetary process that involves dealing with these outstanding obligations as expense items for both WBAI and WPFW. We will probably have a better idea in 3 or 4 months where each station will be at and what kind of revenue it can expect over the next year. I think at this point it's very hard to tell with both stations. So I feel a bit at a loss for how we would do this. Unless there's any sort of, you know, brilliant thoughts from the rest of the committee, I think that's where I'm inclined to leave it, although Brian will not be happy with that answer. So are there any better thoughts from anybody else? No. Shoot. I was kind of hoping. Jim, Michael, Richard?
This is Richard. I got a comment, I guess, or a question, and point of inquiry. How do the different stations show that they accept such and such debt?
How do the stations indicate that this is an accounts payable that they consider to be valid, you mean?
I guess so. I'm not real sure what I'm asking. I'm just thinking that maybe if at some point, granted there's no funds to go back and forth, but at some point maybe the station at some level, I don't know if it'd be the GM or what, but just to make a statement, it might just be one page statement that would say we accept X amount because of this, and as soon as we get down the road somewhere, we plan to address it, something like that. I'm just mulling over that. I don't know. Does that ring any kind of bell with anybody?
Yes.
Do you think that would help Brian if he got some kind of, you know, you're talking about him going to finance folks and them saying, well, you're not getting this money in, and we don't know if you're ever going to get it in, etc. Whatever they say to him, I don't know what they say to him. But would something like that help them to say, well, they acknowledge that this is owed, and when they get in a position to do something about it, they certainly plan to or something like that.
Paul, you wanted to comment on that?
Yeah. I think the first thing that occurs to me is what happens then if one of them says, oh no, we don't owe anything. You know, I mean, I don't think it's an obligation, and it is obviously there. And I don't think the station has to say anything, because, you know, then what happens? Are you tempting the general manager to say, oh, maybe we don't have to say we owe that money? Although I don't think that would happen. I think maybe some general statement by Pacifica management that, yeah, we have to do this, would suffice, because, pardon me, it's not as if this is a confederation of some sort of absolutely 100% independent radio stations that have some slight connection to each other. Pacifica owns 5 stations, and its ownership, and it is one thing. Pacifica is one thing. One very strange thing. And I don't think it's really necessary to have the individual stations acknowledge it. Maybe that would be symbolically nice or something, but it would not be necessary at all, because the obligation is there, and we're all inside the same submarine here, and we're all patching the leaks. So, I mean, I just want to make the point that the obligation is there, no matter what, and it's not something that needs to be validated or something by general managers or somebody else at the specific local station level. obligations there, and I agree with that, and I think just about everybody agrees with that. So if that helps PRA folks to understand, everybody understands it's there, okay, but, you know, all right, that's all I have to say.
Michael to the stack over there. I heard somebody else trying to get on first.
John to the stack.
Okay, Michael followed by John.
I think John tried.
You're right, Michael. Thank you. I think that we could build on that idea of involving the general managers by asking them how their station would help to take care of the obligation that Pacifica has. How would they participate, or what extra fundraising would they have? Maybe we could find a way to get them involved, and they could come up with some creative solutions so they could reaffirm, in a sense, by acknowledging how they are going to help to reduce the amount we owe to the archives. Does that make sense? Is that building on the previous suggestion?
Yeah, I think so. Michael, you wanted to add something?
I know we've already added days to the fund drives a couple of times for PRA, and, I'm not sure asking the other stations to pick up additional slack is the answer. I think that, I'm sure the PRA won't appreciate hearing this, but I think that they probably need to revise their budget based on the reality of the current situation with PFLD and BAI, and between the archives and the stations, and with the leadership of the CFO and IED, we have to come up with a sort of a repayment plan that's probably prorated over several years' time for the back money. And if it's a percentage and the station's income is the factor, which certainly is a BAI, then the percentage of much smaller income is a smaller amount of money going forward. So, I think you have to live in the real world, and the real world is that until the ship can be righted in terms of fundraising, particularly at WBAI, everybody has to adjust accordingly, including PRA.
Okay. Well, it seems pretty clear that I know where the committee is kind of at, so I guess that I will just convey that a repayment plan is not in the works for right now, and that Brian should adjust accordingly. In terms of the committee, it didn't sound to me like there was anything concrete about sort of asking people to acknowledge the debts or whatever. I mean, it didn't sound like there was a concrete suggestion there. Is there anyone who wants to put that forward or has something more concrete?
As a form of motion, I think the committee should urge the CFO and the general managers of the two stations that are in arrears and the management, I'm not sure what Brian's title is at PRA, to come up with a, repayment plan over time.
Yeah, well, that was kind of what they wanted us to do ourselves. But I guess the reality here is that we really don't have the bandwidth on that on this committee to do that. I mean, I think that's more than we can do. I do think that we should seriously, keep this item as a button for the budgetary process going forward and not let it fall off. But that may be about all that we can do here. Okay. Well, then I think we've pretty much knocked that off in terms of what we can actually do. I will get back to Brian. We've got three more items, and it's 7 o'clock, and I know people get tired from these weeknight meetings. None of the three are time sensitive, so I guess I'm just going to ask you guys how late do you want to go tonight, and then that will make a decision about sort of how far we can try to go. Do you want to meet for another 30 minutes, or is that too much? Okay. Well, no one screamed no to more 30 minutes. So why don't we try to knock off item 7? And then I think with item 8, it probably is just as well for the frat to meet before we take that up, because it will partially involve them and it probably will make more sense once there's been a frat meeting. One of the things that I want to do on the Finance Committee before we break is I want to set a date for the frat committee meeting and get a sense of who on the Finance Committee wants to participate in the frat. So let's remember to do that before we get off. Okay, so item 7 is one of the items that came up when we met for the first time and we're brainstorming a bit about what we wanted to have on our agenda. Basically, I'm calling it a crowdfunding proposal, but the idea which was proposed by John Crumshaw was that we have some sort of an assortment or a cavalcade of fundable projects, one originating from each station, be it from station management or from the LSB, and I think the LSB was one of the options that was put forward, and that we would feature these on our website, and that perhaps we would try some crowdfunding engine of some kind to let people provide a little bit of additional support outside of fund drives, oriented towards particular projects that they might find kind of interesting or kind of neat, that are kind of apart from general operational funding. And I'll let John correct me if I've misstated, but I think that was the proposal.
Yes, that's very accurate.
Okay. So basically, the first question is, do we all want to do that? And then the second question, I think, was to empower each LSB treasurer or PNB person from each station to kind of go out and work with people and come back with their sort of project that they would want to stick into this project. And then we would have some implementation challenges. But I think it would be helpful, and since we all get yelled at for not fundraising enough, it would be something concrete that I think we could do. That said, it is a development effort, and you could make an argument that the development committee should be doing this kind of stuff, but what I think it basically is it's a way to support the stations in doing stuff that's sort of outside their budgets that they might want to do. And I think that's helpful, because as people know, when we get budgets, often there's a whole bunch of stuff in there that doesn't stay in there. And it's not because it's not worthy stuff, it's just because the expenses outstrip the revenues. So I think this might be a good counterbalance to some of that. But it's on the table as an activity for the committee, and if we all agree that we want to do it, we can move straight to the first stage of implementation, or we can have an argument about whether or not we want to do it. Thoughts?
Jim on the stack?
Yeah.
Go
ahead, Jim.
I'm kind of confused. Is this a concept for each station will bring an idea, and then all 5 ideas will be on the website of each station? Kind of a take them or leave them for each station to implement?
If I'm understanding John's proposal correctly, each station would bring a sort of a project with some text and pictures and sort of, in other words, a complete, proposal part. And that all 5 of those would be placed together. My assumption would be it would be on the Pacifica website. It may be also on the website of all 5 stations, but that would involve a certain amount of getting other stations willing to process donations for the other stations, which they probably aren't, is my guess. So I believe it would be on the Pacifica website, and then the idea was to use some crowdfunding programs, core mechanisms, to to put this out as a general fundraising idea. Start Some Good or one of the others, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, whatever.
Yes, Tracy, if I may say something about that.
Yeah.
The idea would be, and I think it would be ideal for the person who is the PNB director and the treasurer to work together at each station and come up with an idea that would be perhaps unique to that station or that area, or something that could be copied in another station, something that looks like a project that has some promise, and this way it would get some creative ideas going, and also remind us that we're part of a network so that when you go to the Pacific site, if that's how it would be done, that you would see that all the stations are working on different kinds of things, and some of these projects are quite interesting to other people. They may find something that they would like to see in their own station, or maybe they'd like to fund a special project at another station, but that would be a way of encouraging kind of general support for our activities and also show that we're united in that we're looking for creative ideas to make radio more effective.
Okay, so let's do it this way. The first thing that I'm going to ask, is there anyone on the committee who doesn't think this is a good idea, doesn't want their station to participate, doesn't want the committee to spend its time this way?
This is Jim. I still yep. don't understand. We do events down in Houston, KPFT. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're not talking events. Are we talking about a song contest? And saying, okay, come up with a song, inbox, and then the winner will get half, and we'll keep half, and we'll have a group of people from each station to rule which is the best. I mean, is that the kind of thing?
Michael, is this back?
I'm confused.
I don't think so, but let's go through the stack. Michael?
Well, to respond to that, we're talking about something like Kickstarter or something else of that nature, which is basically it's an online way to raise funds for a particular project. You ask people to donate pending a certain financial goal that will result in the production of a book or a film, typically, or sometimes individuals do it for money for college or other things. It's a way just to accumulate funds by people who think the idea of what you're trying to do is worthy of a small donation. And so it's apart from general fundraising for the station as a whole. It's a specific project that is promoted online typically, and similar to the sort of crowdsourcing, this is crowdfunding. A lot of people donate a little money, and the project comes to fruition because it's been financed in that way. So I think that's what John is talking about. And the idea would be each station come up with a particular project that's not in the general run of their regular activities and regular budget, but this would be in addition to the general operating cost of the station to create a certain, piece of work, essentially, that is being paid for by people making small donations to make sure that it comes about.
So to fund a program?
That could be a program. It could be, video capabilities. It could be, some kind of investigative reporting project. It's a limitless sort of possibilities, but the idea is that people are putting money into the specific project, whatever it is, to make sure that it happens, as opposed to the station as a whole or just, general good intentions. So if you look for Kickstarter, for example, online, or I think there's one called GoFundMe, which is more for individuals, just look at a couple of those, you'll see what he's talking about.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to weigh in? Okay. Well, I will say that I got all excited, and I put this idea out to the KPFA LSB, and I can't say that the response was too stirring, but I'm still hopeful that we'll get there. But I guess the question that I have is, Jim, do you want more time to think about it? Because obviously if we're going to do it, every station has to participate and we all have to do it. Or are you willing to kind of go with it? I haven't heard anybody else objecting for the record.
May I say something, Tracy, about that? What I heard that Jim was talking about, to me, sounded like a very creative kind of project that I'm interested in, and it seems that this might be exactly what we're looking for that kind of project that you described, the music project or whatever, obviously an area that I haven't gotten into, and I don't know if KPFK has done something similar to what you have there in Texas, so it might be something that would spur interest throughout the network, and people looking at Pacifica might say, hey, that's pretty neat. I didn't realize they had a station in Houston. And you might get supporters there for your project, but then also that could encourage people to take a closer look at what the other stations are doing.
That's kind of the idea, yes.
And I like, Jim, would you describe what that, the events that you put on that you were talking about?
Well, no, well, in when we have events down here, it's generally, you know, music events, you know, that sort of thing. The song event was, I was trying to figure out, I didn't realize that the thinking of the crowdfunding was really going to existing crowdfunding websites that are already set up and just setting up some type of a vehicle to get money from those sources. I thought we were coming up with something that was totally separate, totally different. The music idea itself, that brings in all kinds of problems with copyrights and whatever, but there may be something where you get people to pay to do something from all five stations that may bring listeners into, you know, from different sources, funding sources.
Right, right. I'd be interested in seeing what you would come up with.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be a lot of different options for doing that. If you get the individual listeners to pay for something. Or they wouldn't have to pay for it, they donate for something.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and suggest that it doesn't sound like there's any major league objections to this. I think it's, you know, reasonable to say that from WBAI and WPFW, they've got a lot of things going on, and this may not become a super-duper high priority, but I'd encourage you to think about how to integrate this with some of the challenges that you've got going on. In other words, if there's stuff that needs to be done to make Atlantic Avenue a home for WBAI, that could be something that would factor in here. If there's build-out scenarios for WPFW, that may be what your thing is, so that hopefully things are working together. So I'll throw that out. And I guess what we would need to do is set a deadline for each signal area to come back with its sort of text and pictures and proposal. And then we would have to go through an implementation with a crowdfunding source, and we'd have to talk to Otis about putting something up on the Pacifica website. So what do people feel is a reasonable period of time to try to get this together with some level of local buy-in? And I will say that with a grain of salt because I understand that local buy-in is a complicated thing. A month? More than a month?
More than a month.
Yeah. More than a month. 3 months. 3 months.
3 months? Wow.
Well, I don't know. That's more than a month.
So it is between, more than a month.
Between 1 and 3 months, I don't know what other things we can think of. Michael, we're going to meet at the LSB on Saturday, and we can certainly start that, and maybe other stations would have the opportunity to get... We'd come back in a month.
Pretty full agenda ready. You know, just to respond to one thing that was said, you know, it might be that they won't all start on the same timetable. In other words, if you and I, John, are you know, quite interested in this, you know, maybe we can move on it more quickly than another station where, you know, there's less, you know, thought been given to it already or something. So
exactly, exactly.
Not all happen on the same timetable is what I'm saying. I think that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a possibility, and flexibility is good.
Mm.
Okay, how about we split the distance and try? I mean, I don't think anything awful is going to happen if we don't succeed. What if we try for 60 days? And the reason that I'm putting out 60 days is, A, it's between 1 and 3 months, And two, by the time that we get to August, we're going to be pretty caught up with budgets, and our ability to implement is going to disappear. So I think if we try to get this project going within that, you know, before we get into budget hell, probably it has a better chance of really happening. So 60 days work, and, you know, people can always do it faster. If you get your proposal together in like 2 or 3 weeks, that's great. But if not, 60 days. Okay, and John, will you be available for folks if they have questions in going through this process to kind of talk it through a bit?
Absolutely, and I will work with Michael. Maybe we can coordinate Michael and try to get the best thinking that we have locally to work together. And certainly be happy to do that.
Okay. Are Paul and Tony, I haven't heard anything from you. Are you shaking your head, or are you reasonably okay with this?
I'm reasonably okay with it.
Okay. Are Paul?
Well, I think I'm an old guy here, and I'll have to think about it and look at it and see if I can figure it out. Could I set up a little stand to sell buggy whips on the corner? That might be
perfect.
You know,
what a creative idea.
Well, at the point, maybe you can set up a sort of Web 2.0 social media training project for, you know, staff or something like that. Bring people into the 21st century, and that would be the project that you're trying to raise the money for.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, the reward to John is when you propose an idea, you then get stuck sort of helping everybody execute the idea, so I'm basically putting John at everyone's disposal to kind of talk this over as they work their way through it.
And I'll be happy to. I don't know anything about buggy whips, and I know about the same concerning the latest technology, but we can work through it.
Okay. So let's try, and we'll have check-ins about it and see how it's going and what's working and what's not working. And I will leave it to each of you, because you know your single areas better than me, what sort of qualifies as local buy-in and how much you want to bring management into it and how much you want to bring the OSB into it and so on. You can all make your own calls about that. Because it's hard enough to figure out one's own single area without trying to figure out all of the others. But as much buy-in as you think you can get is good.
All right, thank you.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I don't think that we're going to go too much further tonight. We've made pretty good progress on the agenda that we have, and it sounds like some new stuff is coming in next time. So what I'm going to do is just basically do a straw poll. Does everyone know what the FRAT committee is, or do I need to go over that for anyone who isn't clear?
The Financial Recovery Task Force, or I forget what the exact initials stand for, but...
Right. It was put together as kind of special task force by the PNB in 2011. Ken Aaron was the driving force at that time. Basically, the idea was that we needed folks to work specifically on the, shall we say, deficiencies that were recorded in the audits, which had come in for 2010 and 2011. There was a long list, and so basically the FRAT charter was to meet in executive session and try to basically knock those off one by one. And I think actually one of the last was the KPFK lockbox. So progress has been made. The FRAT has also taken on some other sort of intensive tasks that have come along when it seemed like they were things that, you know, required some work. One was the idea of writing a recovery plan, which was part of what the auditor wanted. Has been done. Implementation, not so much. And also taking a look at updating the staff handbook, which has been helpful and which is now on the PNB level. My guess is that what the FRAT will do this year is, again, sort of revisit that recovery plan and what it would take to implement it or parts of it, and probably also do some support work with whatever comes out of this year's audit, because I'm sure that there will be some stuff. So the frat is open to all the members of the finance committee. The bad news is it's one more meeting every month. The good news is that it is usually a pretty functional committee. So the question that I had is who on the finance committee thinks that they would want to participate in the frat at this point in time. And then I wanted to set a date for the first meeting because the audit committee, which is the other half of us, has finally met, or they're going to finally meet later this week. So we're finally in a position to get started up. And the frat is open to all current members of the finance committee, all current members of the audit committee, and selected previous finance and audit committee members who would like to be and who the group approves. That's how it works. So, are there any frat are there any frat volunteers? I am going to do it. Is there anyone else on the finance committee who wants to participate?
I'm interested. This is Michael Lovick.
Okay.
Anybody else? This is John. I've always wanted to be a frat rat, so I suppose that would be part of it.
And we use that terminology. Anybody else?
Ah, we do. That's interesting.
We do. We make frat rat jokes.
This is Richard. I'd like to be part of the group, and I hope we don't get hazed too much.
We may. Okay, so let's see. Who have we not mentioned? R. Paul, you have always declined in the past. Are you going to continue to decline?
I think I'd better.
Okay. Tony, any interest, or you've got enough committees in your life?
I'm overloaded with committees, trying to keep up with it. I'm just concerned whether or not I could be active in that.
That's fine. I just want to make sure that we go through a transparent asking process. Jim, you've declined in the past.
Most of my time is on the local, and I think that's where I'm better suited.
Okay. Sounds good. And Barbara and Marcus aren't here. I think Barbara has been a member in the past and probably will be again, and Marcus, I think, has also declined. So, okay. All right. So with that said, since I think I'm stuck convening this thing, I'm just going to do a quick date check. And then the good part of having a frat up and running is that the finance committee has the opportunity to give things to the frat when we don't wish to deal with them, and that can be very good. So the audit committee is meeting on the 17th. Let me make two suggestions. We have some open dates on Wednesday and Thursday towards the end of the month. I believe the 29th is the fifth Wednesday of the month. Would that be a date that all of you frat interested people could meet? It would be the day after our finance committee on the 28th.
Works for me.
Anybody have a strong objection? Okay. Then I'm going to grab it for the frat. And again, folks, keep in mind that when things come up that we feel have something to do with recovery plans, we can certainly kick it that way, which may lighten our agenda. Okay. I think that's pretty much it. We will deal with syndicated programs and fund drive pledge handling one of these days, but since I know that heavily involves KPFA, it's probably best to have Barbara here for that conversation anyway. So unless someone has a parting shot, I think that we're pretty much done.
Since we're a couple of months into the schedule for the new budgets, mm-hmm. I would like to see us start at the next meeting, our next meeting, to review the progress of the different stations to this point.
The deadline on our timeline is May 31st. Therefore, the first meeting in June, we will be starting that process. But we generally give the station their deadlines. Yeah.
There's already the, I know at KPFT, the business manager and the GM are talking about stuff and putting together a priority list already. Mm-hmm. They've been doing that for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so we're in the process, so I don't quite see why we put it off, but, you know, it's not that big a deal. I want us all to have our budgets approved before the fiscal year ends.
Yes, so do I. All right, we will schedule preliminary budgetary check-ins for the 28th. We will get some kickback by individuals that it's early, but I don't see any reason that we can't do a check-in, even if only to find out that people haven't done squat. So, yes, we will do that for each signal area, and I hope and I pray that we'll have second quarter financials in our hands, but we will have to see.
What is the progress report on the audit? Has it been finished, or is it still out there languishing somewhere?
It has not been finished. The last communication that I saw from the auditor is that the reconciliation process, which apparently they went all the way back to 2009 to clean up, was about 90% completed, and that they anticipated getting started fairly soon and meeting the June 30 CPB deadline. That was approximately 2.5 weeks ago, so we'd have to get another update. My assumption is that if something is 90% completed 2.5 weeks ago, that it's basically completed by now.
Good hope.
But we can try to find out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other parting shots, parting comments?
Arpal?
Yes, go ahead.
This will be my final one. I'm going to send some stuff about BAI. There are files mostly. I will post them in the files section, so, and urge people to take a look at them. There's, you know, we didn't do reporting about the stations tonight, but there's a lot of stuff going on that I think the NFC should see. So I'll be posting that.
Please do, and if I'm able to get more up-to-date information, I will provide it on the listserv to everyone.
Mike, for that, very briefly, I did send the group list, the preliminary April financials for KPSK, and we did briefly discuss the budget at our last LSB meeting, then subsequent to which we had a joint meeting with management staff and some board members to talk about the five top priorities, and that's coming back to LSD this Saturday.
Well, that's wonderful. I haven't looked at the financials that you sent, although thank you for sending them. Maybe we can do a brief review at the next meeting. What was kind of the bottom line?
Well, the bottom line is it really depends heavily on what happens in this current fund drive we just started. If it's, you know, a very solid one, we're doing okay. If, hopefully we're not going to have a repeat of the very costly premiums and doing more kind of PRA and, our own stuff. We're still out of line from the budget on the payroll, and I'm not sure what to say about that. We've raised it a number of times to management, and it just sits there. So,
okay. So I'm taking a look. FY 2013 year-to-date budget, net income loss 97. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty tight. All right. Well, thanks for that. Much appreciated, Michael.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'll see everybody on the 28th. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, Tracy. Thank you.
Thanks, Tracy.